Good morning. I'd like to call the Ninth Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is day one of our third special session, and the time is 10 a.m. Congressman Tillman, could you please take care of the prayer for us? Amen. Thank you, Congressman. We're now on roll call. Clerk, please take care of the roll call.
Congressman Bakehorse?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. There is a quorum. We're now on executive message. Chief Standing Bear.
Thank you, Speaker, members of the Congress. I think the best thing to do at this point is to go along with the proclamation, and we have agendas here and notes, et cetera. But the whole purpose of the special session originated to be the issue of the tobacco products excise tax compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma. And the last correspondence I have on this is from the tax commission attorneys, and Speaker, you're on there too, asking for executive session and confidentiality and all those. So I best not to even mention it. It's here, and I believe the tax commission and their attorneys will be with you shortly, I hope, and we'll just go from there. The others, a resolution to repeal and restate ONCR 2322. That involves some IIM accounts. Chairman Red Eagle and I talked about this actually some time ago. And all of us agreed on something and got it passed. And BIA superintendent and the solicitors have a some of us can't quite understand exactly what they want, but we're doing our best. So we're trying to just fulfill the purpose of that original resolution, and we're going to do our best on that, all of us, because we want to support our Minerals Council. Now, separate from that, we just marked appropriations to the Osage Minerals Council, and I'll have to defer to Congress. Woman Whitehorn on the details of that later as you get into it. And then we have the appropriation to the Storm Shelter Assistance Program. That is a popular program. There is some more needs that have been identified, and you'll have that for consideration. And then there was the appropriation to Executive Branch IT Department for a fiber ring on campus, and that involves some funding issue, which even this morning I was trying to get through the details of it, and it's really a budget issue, and Congresswoman Rivard will have to walk everyone through that. My staff tried with me, and I went, okay, sure. So I'm just sticking with those, and then there might be something coming to you from the home health, the secretary, the treasurer, and I talked yesterday. Nikki Lorenzo and I talked yesterday. I talked to Mark Rogers, and I talked to Kirk Shaw, and I'm not going to draw any conclusions. I do know it's something in progress. They may even put it off for a month, or but yesterday afternoon there was discussion about what needed to be done, and I have a certain position on it, but I can share if that comes up to your attention. I'll jump into that discussion then. So in the meantime, good luck and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Chief. We're now on legislative message. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to our guests, Chief, Assistant Chief, my fellow congresspeople. So, in addition to that, I also wanted to recognize our staff who works very hard to make sure that everything's in place so that we can move forward with this session. At the end of the day, this session, as always, is about taking care of our people, doing the best that we can as we sit in these seats to make the right decisions, to place ourselves, our government, in a position of moving forward in the best way possible. Let's put in the work together, have a productive session, and wash call. I move to amend the third special session proclamation to include a Woodland Hills or Woodland High School football team appropriation and an amendment to ONCA 2175.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, members of Congress, Chief, Assistant Chief, and the guests in the gallery and those that are watching. I'd like to introduce resolution number ONCR 2504 to restate ONCR 2322 to approve the drawdown of the balance in full of the nation's proceeds of labor account to be paid directly to the Osage Minerals Council.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Proceed.
I think there's one more to be introduced.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Kahika, Assistant Chief, and everyone present. Happy New Year. I'm introducing ONCA 25-32, an act to amend ONCA 2175, to decrease the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the expansion of broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation by the amount of $160,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. ONCA 2533, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $11,997 to the Woodland High School football team for the purchase of state championship rings and pendants and to establish an alter effective date. Without objection, ONCA 2532, ONCA 2533, and ONCR 2504 will be placed on bills and resolutions on first reading on today's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to read in ONCA 2528, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for the fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $1,550,015 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2529, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $520,000 to the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Refard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 2530. An act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Executive Branch Information Technology Department in the amount of $127,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 25-31, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to increase the appropriation to the Executive Branch and the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security CARES Act projects by the amount of $160,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Reading in ONCR 2503, a resolution to support and affirm the supplemental term to the Tobacco Products Excise Tax Compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma until March 31st, 2025. Congresswoman Rebard.
That's not my steps. It's outside. Okay, so let's see. Ms. Speaker, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Speaker, I'm reading ONCA 2532 to amend ONCA 2175 to decrease the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Executive Branch for the expansion of the broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation by the amount of $160,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 2533, an act authorizing and appropriate the amount of $11,997 to the Woodland High School football team for the purchase of state championship rings and pendants and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman Potts.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 2504 to restate ONCR 2322 to approve the drawdown of the balance in full of the nation's proceeds of labor account to be paid directly to the Osage Minerals Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay. ONCA 2528 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2529 will be assigned to Appropriations. ONCA 2530 will be assigned to Appropriations. ONCA 2531 will be assigned to Appropriations. ONCR 2503 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 2532 will be assigned to Appropriations. ONCA 2533 will be assigned to Appropriations. And ONCR 2504 will be assigned to CGL. Good. Okay. We are now on motions and notices.
Madam Speaker. Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet immediately following session.
Thank you, Congressman. We're now on adjournment.
Move to adjourn till tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes. Any opposed, no. We are now adjourned. Thank you.